You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And to get this show every day, I need you to subscribe to Locked On Mets, wherever you get your podcasts, Google, Apple, Spotify, Himalaya. Also, don't forget, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. For today's show, I'm going to talk about Yoenis Céspedes because there was a video that leaked out online today of Céspedes taking batting practice. That video was then quickly taken down. So I kind of want to talk about that situation and why the Mets may be kind of hiding Céspedes from the public. And then later on in the show, I want to talk about what he could bring to this team if he is actually on the field. Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, check me out on Twitter at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMerizedOnline.com. So this is a kind of weird situation because you have former Met Andy Chavez, who is still in the organization. He was coaching with the Brooklyn Cyclones last year. Of course, most known for that incredible catch in the NLCS all those years ago in 2006. But he posted a video of him throwing batting practice to Yoenis Céspedes. Céspedes looked good, crushed a couple balls, looked healthy, and it should be good, positive developments, right? Of course, get that information out there. We might see Céspedes, the highest paid player on this team, back in the blue and orange. A guy who, at one point, had MVP talk in 2015 for how well he played getting that team into the playoffs, and then continue to play well, get that contract. Someone who can be a huge impact player for the Mets. But then the video gets taken down quickly. So why? Why are we taking that video down? What does that video do that the Mets don't want? Like, what is the idea behind this? Do they not want fans to get excited for his return? Do they not trust that he's healthy? It doesn't make sense. I don't understand what the harm of that video was, especially as that video was out there and once on the internet, it is forever. It's still up. There's still people who were able to grab it before it got taken down. So why tell Andy Chavez to take it down? It's perplexing. And the only thing I could think is maybe the Mets are trying to void that contract. I don't know. It just doesn't. I don't see what other scenario could be in play here. I think that there is a chance that for whatever reason, they wanted to void it because he violated the contract from the way he got hurt last year and broke that ankle. But then again, how has that not already been settled at this point? So it just, there's so many things that it just doesn't make sense at all. It really doesn't. I don't understand why you pulled the video. This organization's maddening at times because it doesn't quite add up. Why do you not want to encourage this player and kind of embrace his return to the field? And you've seen Brody Van Wagenen be very, very selective when talking about Yoenis Céspedes, saying we don't know when he's going to be back. We don't know what's going on in his rehab. We're not sure if he's going to play in 2020. He also doesn't know what's going on with Jed Lowrie. So you have these aging players who are making a significant amount of money, inhibiting you from really spending in free agency, and you don't know if they're going to play. And do you want them to play? It's just, it is a weird, weird situation you have brewing right now between Yoenis Céspedes and the Mets. I understand the Mets not being happy with the way Yoenis Céspedes has taken to that new contract that he got. I mean, he got hurt a bunch of times. You can kind of quibble with how he got hurt, especially this latest injury. I remember there was that big story about him getting all those hamstring pulls and all that stuff because he didn't like to drink water. And it's just a lot of stories that come out with Cespedes. He's kind of been painted as a prima donna at times, someone who really doesn't care about the game, cared more about getting that contract, just wants to sit back on his ranch and play golf. All those different stories that have come out, but I don't think that you get to the level of talent and success that Yoenis Cespedes has if you don't have the work ethic and the drive to be great at what you do. And when I look at this team, they are better with Yoenis Cespedes on it. And as much as you can talk about insurance money and all of that type of talk when it comes to keeping him off the field, that insurance money has not been reinvested into this roster. So it doesn't save you anything to not have Cespedes playing. And I don't even know if that contract is insured for 2020. I don't believe it is. So the bottom line is Yoenis Cespedes is making nearly $30 million. That's going to count against your luxury tax next season. That is it, cut and dry. No one is going to take that contract in a trade. Unless that contract gets voided, the Mets only benefit from Yoenis Cespedes if he is on the field. Unless the only reason why they take this video down is because they just don't want to get the fan base too riled up and excited about it, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is that Yoenis Cespedes being healthy is like a huge free agent acquisition. If this guy can find a semblance of what he used to be with the Mets, a middle of the lineup bat, and you can all of a sudden run out, I mean, Michael Conforto, Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil, Yoenis Cespedes, all in the middle of that lineup, along with Robinson Cano, if he can go back and he can have a bounce back year. You're talking about a really potent lineup, and that's something to be excited about and something I will talk about a little bit further in just a minute. But first, guys, let's talk about sex. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable alternative to Viagra and Cialis with the same FDA-approved active ingredients, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no more waiting in line at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, I've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code MLB. Just pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's Blue, BlueChew.com, promo code MLB to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, and faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. All right, Mets fans, let's continue to talk about this strange Yoenis Cespedes saga. As I said, Yoenis Cespedes could be a huge boost to this team. He continues to be, when healthy, an above-average offensive force. If you look at his numbers since coming to the Mets, they are outstanding. You have his .282 batting average in 308 games played, .346 on base percentage, .543 slugging percentage. If you look back at his trips with other teams, those are basically the best marks that he had in any of his previous stops. If you remember, at one point, this seemed like a match made in heaven. Cespedes loved the city. He hit the home runs, came around third base on his way home, maybe blowing kisses to the fans. It always seemed like this was the perfect place for him. When you have a hitter who has a career 890 OPS in your uniform, that's usually a very good thing. And It started again in 2015. As I talked about a little bit in the first half, he had that great run, taking the Mets into the playoffs in 57 games. He had 44 RBIs, 17 home runs. He was outstanding, especially in the clutch, too. Then, 2016, he's an all-star with the Mets. He finished in the top 10 of MVP voting. He won a Silver Slugger. So, all those things really continue to advance that narrative of Cespedes being this really dominant force. 2018, played half a season. If you double those numbers for a full year, he would have had a 34 home run, 84 RBI season. He hit 292, which was his career high for batting average in a season. Then, his last year in 2018, we only saw him play 38 games. He had 9 home runs and 29 RBIs in those 38 games, so he was still productive, but gets hurt, and we haven't seen of him since. Now you're looking at Cespedes as a 34-year-old who is basically 2 seasons removed from seeing live pitching. How is he still going to be productive? I think the bottom line with Cespedes when he gets on the field is he is so naturally gifted that we could see a return to form. And I think when you talk about Cespedes, the Mets got the best version of him in 2015 when he was playing for a contract. At 34 years old, there is still maybe a little bit more money on the table for Cespedes if he can prove that he can be healthy and still productive. I don't think anyone's going to give him another 4-year, $110 million contract. Those days have sailed. But Cespedes will be a free agent, and if he puts together a season where he hits 35 home runs and 90 RBIs in the middle of a Mets lineup that goes into the playoffs, there's going to be a good chance that some team in the American League is going to say, you know what, Yoenis Cespedes, designated hitter, a 2-year deal maybe, or a 1-year deal, whatever it is, high average annual value, give him a bunch of money on a short contract. That can be something that a team will really want to do. And again, even if it's a 1-year deal, that's an investment that a team will want to make. And Cespedes can continue to profit before he actually retires. So there is motivation for Cespedes to come back this year and play really well. And when you build out a lineup, I know I've done this before, but it's worth repeating. It can be really loaded offensively if you have Yoenis Cespedes playing left field every day. Even if the Mets don't make any additions, right? If they roll it back because they don't have the money to address the roster, they're not going to improve defensively, whatever it ends up being, they maybe address the bullpen and that's kind of it. Cespedes becomes that big bat that you needed to add in the offseason. All of a sudden you're talking about Brandon Nimmo leading off, playing center field. You could have Pete Alonso batting second. That's something they like to do a lot last year. You then can have, Michael Conforto batting third, playing right. You then could have Yoenis Cespedes batting cleanup, playing left field, obviously. Then you could keep going down the line, and you'd have maybe Jeff McNeil batting fifth, or you could switch him and bat him third and bat Conforto fifth. Then you could still have Amed Rosario, you'd have Wilson Ramos, and you'd have Robinson Cano. So that's a loaded lineup right there. And then you're talking about a bench that, provided health and provided no trades, would include J.D. Davis, Dominic Smith, Jed Lowry, Luis Guillorme, and Tomas Nito. I mean, that is a very good team right there. And Cespedes really becomes a linchpin that makes it all work. If you don't have Cespedes, then you're talking about maybe J.D. Davis playing left field, maybe Dominic Smith playing left field. And I don't care that Cespedes is 34 years old. This is still a former Gold Glover who is going to be a better outfielder than those two guys. Like, I know they got the youth on them. I know that Cespedes has just gone through a ton of injuries, so you don't know how much speed he really has left in the tank, but he's still going to bring that cannon of an arm, and he's still going to be an actual outfielder who knows how to read a fly ball off the bat. So Cespedes could be a really big piece of this team if he's healthy. And if he is going to be that, why aren't we letting those videos of him taking BP out in the public? What's wrong with that? It doesn't make sense. This team continues to befuddle me with the way they operate. I just don't get it. I don't know if I will get it, but at the end of the day, eventually with each passing day, the picture becomes clear on what the Mets will be in 2020. And so we just kind of have to wait and kind of see how everything continues to stack up. I do believe there's going to be a lot of activity this offseason. I just don't know how Yoenis Cespedes is going to factor into all of that activity. But if he is a fallback plan, it's a pretty damn good one. So it'll be interesting to see if more videos come out and if Cespedes' rehab continues and if he will be in the lineup in 2020. Thank you for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets.